I was going to be talking about Tantra. That was my total goal and aim. And I kept trying to work on it, and it just wouldn't happen. And I kept trying, and it wouldn't happen. And Spirit just kept bringing me over here. And it's like, okay, I surrender. I will talk on what you want me to talk on, which is pretty smart, you know, when God says something like that. So, okay, God. I was recently asked, I was taking a class, and I was recently asked, what is it that you want to create in your life? And I thought that was a pretty cool question. I hadn't thought about that in quite some time. I thought, gosh, what do I want to create in my life? What do I really want to create? Is it money? Is it relationships? Is it, you know, perfect health, you know, perfect body, blah, 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 blah. No, I wanted to create inner peace. And that's what this kept swinging over to. And so many things that I've been hearing recently is that inner, you know, creating that inner peace and how to do it. That's really weird. if I was talking about Tantra, I could just tell you, well, there was my breasts here, and I'm trying to, but I'm not talking about that today. Tantra, you're right, is, yeah, the weaving, it's not, if I was going to come here and talk about that, I wouldn't have been talking about sex, so. But so I wanted to create inner peace. And so I started really looking into that more and more of what could do that, what could help me with that. And the first one, and I was actually going to do a poster because you know me, and I do have handouts because I love handouts. I was going to do a poster of a peace meter. And it was shared with me recently to create an inner peace meter within yourself. And it would just look like, you know, a line, you know, starting zero here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 100. And if you're at a zero, you're at zero peace within yourself. If you're at 100, you're at 100% peace within yourself. And if we can keep 10% of our focus on our body, just, you know, how am I feeling? You know, sometimes I'll catch myself doing this, and it's like, okay, Mariah, what are you scared of? What's going on? What's causing you stress right now? And something will come up, and then I will work through some of these things to relieve it. So if you're realizing that you're at like a 10, then you might want to do some things, some of these keys. And when I do pass these out, add your own. I wanted to just put that in there. Add your own onto this list and put the list up somewhere. Or, you know, make copies and put one in your car or something so it reminds you if you're not in peace and you're feeling stressed, some of the things that you can do. So if you're at 100% on the peace meter, which I was once in my life, yeah, that's a really good thing, so you don't have to work on it. So that's the first thing, is creating a peace meter within yourself so you can really gauge where you're at. And one of my examples on that, to talk to you back then, one of my examples on that that has recently really come up for me, and you wouldn't notice it right now because I go into a zone when I share with people, but one of my main concerns that causes me the most stress is what people think of me. And that has been something ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, whatever that means. And I would just always be concerned about what people are thinking of me. And so I'd be in a group of people and I'd notice, you know, the shoulders are tight, jaws are kind of clenched. I'm not breathing very well. It's the... the awarenesses of finding out what is it that's really causing us stress. And once you're aware of it, you take care of it. Now, Spirit's taking me out of sequence here. So two things that I'm going to be handing out to you, and I'm not going to read this all, but this changed my life. Another class that I was taking recently was talking about what happens to our physical bodies, what happens to our emotional bodies, what happens to our mental bodies, and our quantum bodies, spiritual bodies, when we're stressed versus when we're relaxed. And when I read through these, and I put them side by side, I clipped her all together, which you men do them. I put them side by side, and I'm going, oh my goodness. When I looked at the fear side, I realized all the physical symptoms I've gone through, almost all, I guess pretty much all the emotional symptoms I've gone through have been pretty much caused because I was in stress or fear. And I was just blown away. And I think one of the things that helped me the most by looking at these two papers side by side was is I made a commitment to myself. I said, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to have inner peace at all times. You know, somebody pulls out in front of me and I'm getting ready to go, it's like, wait a second. Okay, do some of my things because I know exactly what's happening to my body at that time. Now, I know what's happening to my parasympathetic and my sympathetic, and I know what's happening to my pH balances, and I know what's happening to the quantum part of me. And I don't want that anymore because it just causes me to be sick. And I blame sickness on so many other things, but now I am going to hand those out to you. That was just so helpful to me. And like I said, it really changed my life when I saw that. One of the ones that I have on this list is being kind, gentle, loving, compassionate, and encouraging to yourself at all times. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, you can raise your hand if you were there. I beat myself up, it seemed like, all the time. You didn't do that right. You were wrong. Why did you say that? Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that. You know, always the boom, boom, boom. And talk about something that causes you to get sick. I mean, big time, because I was always like this. Just a little side note. This is just a little side note. I don't know quite why I'm going to say it, but this friend called me 2 days ago. She's constipated. I mean, quite constipated, to the place of being sick. She's vomiting. And I know she lives on the fear side a lot. And so I said, okay, what I want you to do is take your fist and clench it. Just clench it really, really tight, okay? You doing that? And she's on the phone. Yep, I'm doing that. Okay, picture poop going through there. It ain't gonna go. I mean, all the muscles within it ain't gonna go. So, I don't know why I said that, but anyway. But that's what happens inside our bodies and the physical bodies. Everything just tightens up, circulation and everything. And if we're not being kind, loving, compassionate, and encouraging ourselves, you know, we're tense. You know, God, you idiot, why'd you do that? So that's a big one right there. So just to really, and encourage yourself. You know, it's like, Mariah, you're doing great. You're really doing good. I am so proud of you. I know you can do this, whatever this is. I know you can do it. Being fully present in every moment. And, of course, we've heard this through Eckhart Tolle and so many of the other people. But I'm really practicing that when I'm walking, sitting, standing, I just am where my feet are. So I'll feel my feet, and I stay where my feet are. Because my tendency is to go back in the past. Oh, my God, you know, this person hurt me and that happened. And that's why I'm screwed up right there. And all this stuff in the past. And then the future. Oh, my God, how am I going to live? What happens if I get cancer? Oh, my God. And so we start living in the future. And what was that saying? I won't say the word. If we have 1 foot in the past and 1 foot in the future, then we're urinating on the present. It wasn't that nice. I thought that was sweet that I used that. Okay, well, I'm a lady, so I'm not going to say the other word. But, yeah, we're urinating on the present moment. So being fully, fully present in the moment. The next one is using deep diaphragmatic diaphragmatic breathing, and that's breathing from the stomach. And so many times I'll catch myself breathing really shallow because I'm in fight or flight. I'm in a fear state, and my breathing is just... And what that does, when you all will see these papers, it causes you to go into basically fight or flight. The whole body will go into fight or flight. The mind will go into fight or flight. The mind is causing the body to go into fight or flight. Your whole being will go into fight or flight. And, of course, there's the poop thing again. things just aren't going to flow if we're not breathing deep. So I want to practice that right now. Put your feet on the floor and feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the floor and be right in this present moment. And then take three deep breaths through your belly, through your diaphragm, in through your nose, and slowly out through your nose. If it's easier to breathe out through your mouth, you can do that. So what I do is if I'm in a situation that I know is going to cause me stress, I'll do that diaphragmatic breathing, and that seems to calm me down. I'm going to get into emotional freedom technique, and I do have a handout for that, but I want to show you one thing that you can do with your breathing, that when you're doing that deep diaphragmatic breathing, just tap lightly underneath the collarbone. Just very lightly back and forth while you're doing your breathing. So take one more breath diaphragmatically while tapping. Isn't that nice? Doesn't that feel good? I love that. It'll just calm you right down. I'm going to teach you all the tapping on the emotional freedom technique. But that one, just do that one. I mean, that's simple. And take your deep breaths. And if somebody asks you what you're doing, that gets you laughing, you know. So I remember doing that in a doctor's office once, and I was doing the whole thing, you know, because I was really nervous. And this woman comes up to me, "Are you okay? What are you doing?" So you know, it gets a good laugh. Do something every day that brings you joy. Every day, even if it's for a half hour, even if it's for 15 minutes, preferably it would, you know, be a little bit longer than that, but do something that brings you deep joy every day. Yesterday I went for a walk at the Biltmore in Asheville, and the geese are having their baby geese, and they're little fuzzy guys walking around, and then they were in the lake, and they were tipping over, and their little butts would come up, and they'd eat, and they'd come back. It was just so, and I took my puppy dog, who's out in the car right now, by the way. I'm glad it's a cool day. And it just brought me such joy that the rest of the day just went really, really well. And I know that if I wake up in the morning, and I have that thought in my mind of something really joyful that I'm going to do that day, I get up easier, so, and I don't need as much coffee. So I just started drinking coffee. I'm growing up. Something called bio coffee, which is just totally off of this sharing. But check it out. Look it up. It's yummy, and it actually has wheatgrass in it. I haven't quite figured out how you can pour boiling water into wheatgrass and it be any good, but, you know, it's my mind thinks it's okay. So... emotional freedom technique. Now, I'm going to go through this with you all. You can go on the computer, go on to YouTube. There's all kinds of ways that you can do it. They'll talk you through it. But I just want to do it quickly because this is one thing that really helps me if I'm in a fight or flight place, or if I'm angry, or if something's going on that's taking my peace away, I will do this. And I'm just going to go through it. On the handouts, I don't have the karate chop point, so just know that. Let me use an example. Wow, right now, I'm really feeling angry. But I choose to deeply and completely love and accept myself. Wow, right now I'm really feeling quite angry. But I choose to deeply and completely love and accept myself. Yep, I'm feeling pretty angry. I'm pretty pissed off right now. I just used that word. I'm pretty pissed off right now. But you know what? I choose to deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. You know, whew, these feelings of anger. Wow. Whew, these feelings of anger that I'm having right now. I'm feeling angry. Whew, I'm just feeling really upset about this situation right now. I don't know how to get over this situation. I'm really feeling angry. Whew, yeah. Yep, feeling some anger right now. Yeah, I know I'm upset with this person in this situation right now, but oh well. Yep, feeling angry. Now you can do this. You can go through this sequence as many times as you want. Then I shake my hands and I and I just shake my hands out. And then I feel, how am I feeling now? That's always a good thing to check in, you know. Just feel how you're feeling now. It's like, usually, if it was a 10, it's usually gone down. If not 2 or 3, it's gone down 5 or 6. That is just such a helpful thing and a tool for me. I really, really enjoy emotional freedom technique. And like I said, I do have the handouts, but the karate chop point I don't have. And if you forget, just go on the computer. And it's usually whatever I'm going through. Right now, I'm feeling like really scared. I'll go through it one more time. I'm just feeling really scared. This situation that's coming up for me just really got me, wow, I'm just really scared. But you know what? I choose to deeply and completely love and accept myself. Wow, I'm feeling really scared right now. I'm feeling like a little girl, just terrified. But you know, I choose to deeply and completely love and accept. You can add something onto that if you want. Love and accept. I forgive myself. Just as I am right now. I do. I totally forgive myself. Yeah, feeling pretty scared. But I choose to deeply and completely love and accept. Myself anyway, and it doesn't matter which hand you use. These feelings of fear that I have inside, this feeling of tension and stress that I'm feeling, I'm just tight and I'm not breathing properly. And yeah, just like she's doing, if you want, you can use both hands. That doubles it up. So you can use both hands. Yeah, this feeling of fear that I'm feeling, it's just all throughout my body, just really tense. Feeling of fear that I'm feeling. Whoo-wee. Yeah, I'm pretty scared of this situation. I really am. I'm scared of it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm really scared. Wow, under the arm, really scared. That's right at the bra point for you guys, right? Okay. Yeah, can you picture where your bra is, right? I'm sure some of you have worn some once, right? So I got a story on that one, too. And then the top of the head. Yep, feeling pretty scared right now. Wow. And then just shake your hands off and just breathe it out. And then sit back, close your eyes, and see where the fear is then. Where has it gone to? If it was at a 10, has it gone down 2 points, 5 points? And this is something that you can also do while you're at the stoplight. Of course, you're not going to go through a whole bunch of sequences, but you could kind of go through it too, you know. You don't have to do it perfectly. And then, like I said, the easy way, if you're in a tense situation, is just to do the deep diaphragmatic breathing, and then just do this light tapping. And that's just really easy. So, and I'm going to pass up on that story. Am I going to pass up on that story? Yeah. Okay. It wasn't appropriate. Let's see. It wasn't appropriate. Okay. The other one is practicing time. Yeah, I'll tell you later. I didn't think I got everybody thinking now. Tonglen. And I actually have this in my book. I'm going to ask Richard if he'll go out and get my books. I think I didn't think to bring them. I have four or five that I have in the car if anybody's interested in my book. And it has a whole bunch of different tools in it that you can use for different things. But Tonglen, what Tonglen is, and I'm not going to go into the what it all means, but Tonglen is, let's say you're feeling a lot of tension in your shoulders, okay? God, tight. I breathe in the tension in my shoulders, and you just focus on them, and I breathe out relaxation. Now, this sounds really simple, but it's very profound. This helps me. This has helped me get through physical things, physical illnesses. Let's say I have sinus problems, allergies. Allergies is a good one right now. I breathe in this allergy pain that I've got going on, and I breathe out perfect health. I breathe in these symptoms I'm feeling of allergies. I breathe out. It's hard for me to breathe in and out while I'm saying this. But I breathe out health. I breathe out feeling good. So you breathe in whatever you're going through. So let's try that right now. Everybody just go within and feel something that you might be going through. Might be an ache or pain. Might be an intense feeling. Might be a feeling of illness. Whatever it might be. Once you've got it, breathe in that feeling. And then breathe out whatever comes to you. Relaxation. Peace. Happiness. Joy, perfect health. So whatever, and I know this sounds really simple, but try it later on today. It's very profound, and it's very simple. Just to breathe in whatever it is you're feeling, you know, whatever symptom is going on in the body, breathe that in, and then breathe out what it is that you want. And I will find my body immediately relaxing when I do this practice. So this is the practice of Tonglen. Inner integrity. It's something that I'm just really, really getting in touch with now, is inner integrity. And along the lines of inner peace is what I'm going to put it with. That for me, I had to get really, really honest within myself of what it is that's causing me stress. What is it? What's going on? And that's when I came up with, I'm so concerned about what people think of me. If I'm around one person, 10 people in a group, I just tense up. Everything tenses up. Because what do you think of me? Do you like me? Do I look okay? Am I speaking? You know, like I said, I go into a zone when I'm sharing. So that doesn't seem to happen. I turn it over to God. God takes over. I speak. But when I'm thinking I'm on my own, which probably isn't the case, I will really get, tense. So inner integrity, being fully honest with ourselves, and what is causing your stress? What's causing it? What's causing the fear that you're feeling? And I wrote down on here that we can't change something unless we know it, right? I mean, if I don't know that I'm really scared around people, I can't do anything to change that because I don't even know it. I'm not even aware of it. But once we become aware of something, then we can change it. And I have 2 minutes. Wow. And can I go over to 3 minutes? Four minutes. Okay, I got to stretch this last one out. And then maybe I could tell that story. Okay, my last one, and then I want you all, seriously, when I do pass these out, sometime later today or sometime during the week, write down some of the things that really work for you. What helps you to get peaceful inside? So my last one is live from your heart. Live from your microphone. Live from your heart, not your mind. Because when I'm living from my mind, oh yeah, I won't have inner peace. And my mind is just going on and on. Oh God, you're not good enough. Why did you do that? Now, James, you should be, you know, that should. You should be doing this. You really should have done that. Why didn't you? You failed. Round, round, round. That's what the brain will say. But then when we live from our heart's pure love. Our heart sees only love. Our heart knows only love. It doesn't know anything else. It knows nothing else but pure love. Because that's, oh, I could sing a song too. I'm not going to sing in the pines. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. That's one of our main songs, our theme song at the Unity of the Blue Ridge. And I love that. This is where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. So live from your heart. And I think I am done. So I am going to pass these out so everybody will have a copy of the EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, the Inner Peace, and the different ones. And you can write down ones that, you know, work for you. Make a copy of them. Put one in your car. Put one, you know, on your mirror. And then I do have the two handouts on living from fear versus, well, living from stress, fear, versus living in relaxation, living from love. Thank you all.